Educating Alice, written by Alice Greenup and read by Kate Hood. Keeping my distance from the branding, I stayed back down the race and, following Sharon's lead, helped to push the calves up. The grey, powdery dust from the stirred-up yards and the smell of burning hide filled my nostrils. A couple of hours later, the last calf was branded. My clothes, more suited to strolling on a beach than yarding cattle, were filthy. I returned to my quarters to wash the smell and dust away. As I scrubbed my clothes in the shower, brown water swirled around my feet. Muddy black mucus streamed from my nose, and I wiped my ears three times before the face washer came away clean. I couldn't recall ever being so dirty. I couldn't wait to do it all again. The next afternoon, we were back at the yards. The guys had knocked off already, having completed the day's branding early. I drifted over to watch Rick riding one of the station's stock horses. Rick trained the horse quietly, his jaw clenched with concentration as he cantered the mare in gentle circles, first one way, then the next. He adjusted his weight, signalling his intention to the horse, then lifted the reins, pulling softly as she slid into a stop and backed up. Settled, he rubbed her neck to assure her she'd done well. I was impressed. The horses I'd ridden on trail rides either wouldn't go or wouldn't stop once they got going. This animal was of a different ilk. It even had a reverse gear. Rick urged the horse forward. They eased into a relaxed trot, working as a team. His hands were light on the reins as he guided her movements with his legs. He was so intent on the horse that he didn't notice me on the rails.
"How long have you been riding?"
I called out. Startled, he looked up, his concentration broken.
"I guess since I was old enough to sit on one."
"What are you doing with this horse?"
"Getting her ready for the weekend."
Focusing on the horse again, Rick resumed training. I watched a little longer, fascinated by both horse and man. Devoid of anything further to say, fearing that I would seem like a crazy stalker chick and with little encouragement from Rick for continued conversation anyway, I climbed down from the rails, offered a
"See ya"
over my shoulder, and meandered the kilometre of track back to my quarters.